I want to tell you an important thing. When I said knowledge is vision of the fact, what is the difference between experience of bliss in samadhi, the bliss which one experiences in the experience of samadhi, one has the result of practicing meditation, and the vision of the fact. What is the difference? And the vision of the fact, understanding of the fact is when it is assimilated, definitely it's happiness. There is fulfillment, moksha. Whereas in experience, there is no moksha. What is the difference here? I explained to you already what is samadhi experience, how samadhi, in samadhi is non-dual experience, which is only time-bound, temporary experience, which is not moksha. What is the vision here? I want to tell you this. This I want to explain to you with reference to the mantra from Kena Upanishad. So in the Kena Upanishad, there is a mantra which says, what is the truth? What is the truth? What is the consciousness principle? The student who asked the question knows already there is consciousness principle. He does not have the doubt about the existence of consciousness. He only asked the teacher what that consciousness principle is. He understands very clearly what this matter is, the nature of the matter, the nature of the material products up to now, the entire objective universe is of the nature of inertness. But the life in the material beings, life in the material beings is possible because of the association of the consciousness principle also he knows. So he only asks what that consciousness principle is, how to arrive at it, how to discover it. That is the question he asked. Then the teacher gave the answer, very important line from Kena Upanishad, Anyadeva tad viditat atha aviditat adhi. One sentence I want you to memorize. And what is the truth is the question, okay? Anyadeva tad viditat atha aviditat adhi. I'm repeating, Anyadeva tad viditat atha aviditat adhi. What does it mean? Anyat eva, definitely that is what? That consciousness principle is anyat, other, different. Anyat means other. Other than what? Other than the viditam. Viditat means viditat anyat. Viditam means known. Anything known. So consciousness principle is definitely distinct, different from anything and everything which is a known, an object of knowledge. Then the same Upanishad says what? Not only the known, atha, then aviditat adhi. It is different from, distinct from the unknown as well. Consciousness principle is, consciousness is distinct, different from the known as well as the unknown. Viditat anyat, aviditat adhi. Adhi also means anyat. Therefore, viditat anyat, aviditat anyat means consciousness is different from, distinct from, other than anything known and the unknown. Therefore, the unknown also is what? Unknown also is the unknown also actually is nothing but the known after knowledge. Anything unknown also is object of knowledge, because unknown also is something which is knowable, therefore which can become the known after the knowledge. The known also is object of knowledge. Unknown is also, anything unknown also can become the known after knowing, after the knowledge. Therefore, unknown also is object of knowledge. Therefore, known and the unknown, both are what? Knowable. So, object, anything knowable is an object. What about the, what is the other than the knowable? Other than the knowable is unknowable. Unknowable is anything other than this object. And anything other than the object is the subject. And there he says, the knower is consciousness principle. The subject, the knower, is consciousness principle, and which is neither the known nor the unknown, which is distinct from, different from the known as well as the unknown. Now, what is this known and unknown? I tell you, the beautiful vision Upanishad gives. Understand, the know, anything which is available for experience is the known. Anything and everything which is available for experience is the known, and anything which is not available for experience is unknown. Anything which shines is the known, anything does not shine, which is not perceptible, anything which is not perceptible is unknown. Therefore, anything which is available for experience is what? Manifest. Vyaktam. See, now you have under the viditam is what? Viditam means known. What is known? Known is experienceable. Experienceable is what? Manifest. And anything manifest is what? Differentiated. Viditam, vyaktam, vyakritam. Viditam means known. Anything known is what? Vyaktam, manifest. Manifest alone is the known. What is known? Anything manifest is the known. And what anything manifest is also what? Differentiated, vyakritam. Different limit what now? When something shines, suppose there's a chair, the objects are now. Now you are seeing what? Now whatever is here is known to you. In when it is known, it is all what now? Manifest. It shines, available for your experience. Therefore it is differentiated. That is, so far this is chair, this is a light, and this is a living person, this is a non-living thing. Everything is differentiated. Called Vyakritam. So, they all come under the category only one thing. Vyakritam, differentiated. When are the objects differentiated? Only when they are manifest. Being manifest means what? Being available for experience. Being manifest means being available for experience. And when the things are available for experience, when they are manifest, they are also differentiated. Viditam, vyaktam, vyakritam. And anything experienced, differentiated, manifest is also called what? Effect. Effect. Karyam. You have to remember four words. Viditam, vyaktam. ஸ்பஷ்டம் வியாக்ருதம் காரியம் நோன் மேனிஃபெஸ்ட் டிஃபரன்ஷியேட்டட் இஃபெக்ட். வாட் இஸ் த நோன்? நோன் இஸ் தி மேனிஃபெஸ்ட். வாட் இஸ் த மேனிஃபெஸ்ட்? மேனிஃபெஸ்ட் இஸ் டிஃபரன்ஷியேட்டட். வாட் இஸ் டிஃபரன்ஷியேட்டட்? இஃபெக்ட்ஸ். நவ் வாட் இஸ் அன்மேனிஃபெஸ்ட்? வாட் இஸ் அவிதித்தம்? அவிதித்தம் இஸ் அன்னோன். எனிதிங் அன்னோன் இஸ் வாட்? எனிதிங் இஸ் நாட் நான் எக்ஸ்பீரியன்சபிள். So being not available for experience, knowledge is what? Unknown. Not being available for knowledge, experience is called what? Unknown. Aviditam. Therefore, unknown is what? Not being available for experience is called what? Unmanifest. And being not being available for unmanifest means undifferentiated. When something is not available for experience, it unmanifest, you cannot differentiate it from anything. You can't differentiate, oh, what is chair, what is, you can't differentiate it. Therefore, undifferentiated, avyakritam, avyakritam, avyaktam, okay, aviditam, and we say that unmanifest is what? Cause, karanam. Okay, காரணம். What is unknown? Unknown is unmanifest. Unmanifest is undifferentiated. Undifferentiated is the cause. So we should take the known as the cause, known as the unknown as the cause, known as the effect. How? I'll give you the example. In a big biscuit of gold, gold is a cause, and all the chains and bangles, rings, ornaments, all their names, all their forms are already there, unmanifest. When they're unmanifest, they're undifferentiated as what is chain, what is bangle. And gold is the cause for the effects obtaining in the form of bangle. When they're manifest, you can understand they're all differentiated and they're available for experience also. You should understand the known as the manifest, available for experience, therefore differentiated effects. And unknown is unmanifest, not available for experience, therefore undifferentiated and the cause. Now, what Shastram says, the consciousness is distinct, different from the known as well as the unknown, means it is distinct from cause and the effect. It is different from the manifest and the unmanifest. It is different from the differentiated and the undifferentiated. So, consciousness is different from the unmanifest, undifferentiated, unknown cause, and the consciousness principle is different from the known, manifest, differentiated, known effects. I tell you what is the meaning. Viditat aviditat adi means consciousness principle is distinct, different from the known, different from the manifest, differentiated, known effects. Consciousness principle is different from the unknown, undifferentiated, unmanifest, undifferentiated, unknown cause. Is it clear now? Get the order. Please nod your head. Very important lesson. I'm teaching you something very subtle. Therefore, consciousness is karana karya vilakshanam. Karya karana vilakshanam chaitanyam. Consciousness is neither the cause nor the effect. But that which obtains in the form of cause as well as the effect, but that which is free from this, which is neither the cause nor the effect. How? You take the stillness of water. The stillness of water is what the power of the water. And the stillness of water and the water are inseparable. And the stillness of water, the power of the water, undergoes a change and becomes what? Ripples. The ripples are unmanifest, undifferentiated when it is in the form of a stillness. Therefore, ripples are what? The known, manifest, differentiated effects of the unmanifest, undifferentiated, unknown cause, the stillness. But stillness is what? The power of the water. And as the stillness does not exist outside of, independent of the water. The cause of the ripples is stillness. And ripples are the effects of the stillness. The stillness also does not exist independently outside of the water. Ripples effects are do not exist outside of the water independently. For water is what? Vilakshanam, distinct. Water, the H2O, is distinct, different from the stillness, which is the unmanifest, undifferentiated, unknown cause of the ripples. And ripples are the known, differentiated, manifest effects of the stillness. Water is neither the stillness nor the ripples. Water is neither the power called stillness, nor is it effects of the power of stillness. But without the water, there cannot be stillness independently. There cannot be ripples independently. So water is distinct, but not distant. But still water is not the ripples nor the stillness. Therefore, water is distinct, vilakshanam. Similarly, consciousness principle is neither the cause nor the effect. We say what now? Now, consciousness, the power of consciousness, chit-chaktihi, the power of knowing. Knowing is the power, knowledge is the power. Okay, the truth, no power of knowing, unmanifest is maya. The power of consciousness, unmanifest, is called what? Maya, prakritihi, pradhanam, avidya. The power of consciousness, manifest, is the universe. Power of consciousness, manifest, is the universe. Power of consciousness, unmanifest, is called maya. What is the power of consciousness? The power of knowing. The knowing power. Like illumining power belongs to the sun. Burning power belongs to the fire. Knowing power belongs to consciousness. And the knowing power, you cannot, there's no, knowing power does not exist independently outside of the consciousness. But the illumining power, the knowing power, experiencing power of consciousness, unmanifest is what? Maya. Therefore, maya is what? The manifest is the universe. The world is unmanifest, unseen, unknown, unmanifest, undifferentiated. The universe is undifferentiated, the unmanifest. Where? In the maya. So, maya, manifest is what? The universe. What is maya? The name given to the power of consciousness, the power of knowing. The knowing power is maya, but the knowledge the reality as knowledge or consciousness, what? Distinct. Therefore, the power manifest is the universe. The universe resolved is the power. The power Maya manifest is the universe. Universe resolved is Maya. That's why we don't say Maya does not mean delusion, okay? Maya is the power of consciousness. Very subtle. Therefore, the cause is, in the cause, the world is unmanifest. The world is undifferentiated in the power of knowing, undifferentiated. And the cause is what? It is unknown. World remains unknown in the power. Whereas when the world becomes known, the known power is world, unknown power is what? Power unknown is the cause. The power unmanifest is the cause. The power undifferentiated is the, understand now? Therefore, consciousness principle is that which is distinct from the unknown, manifest, differentiated universe. Distinct from the unknown, unmanifest, undifferentiated Maya. The unmanifest manifest does not exist outside of consciousness. Okay? And that consciousness principle is the truth of you. You are that consciousness principle which is distinct from both known and the unknown. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi Harihi Om Tat Sat Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om.